welcome to Between the Lines, which is Kearney County's community calendar for the week of May 14th, brought to you by Kearney County Library. I am your host, Richard. To begin with, we're going to talk about some of the things that are happening at the library. And with school rapidly coming to a close, it is time for the summer reading program here at the library. Sign up has already begun, so you can call at 355-6674 or stop by the library to sign up. Kindergarten through adults can sign up for the program, and it runs May 22nd through June 30th. And this year's theme is Build a Better World. Also coming up, the library is sponsoring a speaker at the Senior Center during the Golden Agers Luncheon. It is Jim Gray and his program Head 'Em Up, Move 'Em Out. This will be on May 15th, and it will be at noon. And Jim Gray is a sixth-generation Kansan who co-founded the Cowboy Society, and Cowboy stands for Cockeyed Old West Band of Yahoos Society. And this is to promote and preserve Kansas's cowboy heritage through a bi-monthly newspaper entitled Kansas Cowboy. He is the executive director of the National Drovers Hall of Fame. He is the author of Desperate Seed, Ellsworth, Kansas, On the Violet Frontier, and writes the newspaper column The Way West. So mark your calendars for May 15th at noon for the Golden Agers Luncheon. You can come and enjoy their luncheon, bring a covered dish to help with the lunch. And immediately following the luncheon will be Jim Gray's presentation, Head 'Em Up, Move 'Em Out. And we'd like to thank the Kansas Humanities Council for making this possible. And if you'd like more information, you can contact the library at 355-6674. This being the stormy season, we want to remind everybody that siren tones for tornadoes are 2 to 3 minute blast in 10 minutes, and they will repeat until the warning is over. If you are needing shelter during a tornado, here in Lincoln, you will need to go to the basement of the courthouse, and in Deerfield, you need to go to the high school locker rooms, and you will need to enter at the northwest door. Coming up for the Kearney County Senior Center on May 15th, at 9 o'clock, they have Walk with Ease. 10 o'clock is Path Exercises. And again, 12 o'clock is the Golden Agers Luncheon. On Tuesday the 16th, they have coffee at 8, yoga at 10, and from 1 to 3 is the Kansas Commission on Veterans Affairs. On the 17th, they have coffee at 8, Path Exercises at 10, 10:45 Bible Study. At noon is the meal site, and on that particular day, they will have Chili Mac, corn, bread, and an ice cream cup. On Thursday the 18th, they have coffee at 8, Walk with Ease at 9, at 11, 50 Ways to Live Longer, and at 10, yoga. On the 19th, they have coffee at 8, Walk with Ease at 9, Path Exercises at 10, and at 1 o'clock, they have Bridge. For the Deerfield School District, on Tuesday the 16th, they have the Elementary Awards at 7:50 in the morning. They have Elementary Field Day from 12 to 3 in the afternoon, and then the 8th grade are dismissed at noon. On Thursday the 18th, that is the actual last day of school, and they will be dismissed at noon. There will be a teacher work day in the afternoon. Then on the 19th, they have a high school regional track, and that is yet to be announced. For the Lakin School District, on the 15th through the 18th, there's high school baseball regionals, also high school softball regionals. On the 15th, there's high school boys golf regional. On the 17th, there's Lakin Grade School Field Day. And then on Thursday the 18th, that is the last day of school, and the students will be dismissed at noon. And then on Friday the 19th, there's a teacher work day and high school track regional. The Lakin Recreation presents Pecos League Baseball. This is the Garden City Wind versus the Trinidad Triggers on May 19th, which is a Friday. This will be taking place at the Laux Park at 7 o'clock that evening. Admission is adults $4, kids $2. The Lakin Recreation Golf Tournament is having its first annual four-man scramble. This will be Saturday, May 20th at the Lakin Municipal Golf Course. The entry fee is $200 per team. Mulligans are two for $10. A limited number of carts will be available. Hole prizes and lunch is provided with a free will donation. Contact the Lakin Recreation Commission to enter a team at 355-7039 or Matt Miller at 521-5402 or David Richter at 640-2178. The Lakin Recreation Commission is also getting prepped for the Lakin Fireworks Show, which will be Tuesday, July 4th at the North Complex. The Lake and Recreation Commission is sponsoring this spectacular display for the community, and they are asking for the community to help support this project. And they have a coupon in this week's paper that you can clip out. You can put your name, address, and dollar amount that you're donating to the fireworks display. You can write the check to Lake and Recreation Commission. And in the memo, you can state that it's for the 4th of July fireworks show. If you would put those in an envelope and return it to Lake and Recreation Commission, Box K as in Kilo, Lake in Kansas, 67860, it would be greatly appreciated. With the weather that we've had this last week, the second annual Deerfield Flea Market was postponed. They're taking new registrations for vendors, and this is now going to be taking place on July 8th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the Deerfield City Park. For registration information and other inquiries, call Deerfield City Hall at 620-426-7411. The deadline for registration is June 30th. Other activities for Kearney County: on Sunday the 14th in Lakin, there's a High Plains Country Music Program at 1:30 at the Lakin Veterans Memorial Building. On the 15th in Deerfield, there's a fire meeting at 7 o'clock. On the 16th, there's Paio at 5:30 in the morning with the Lakin Recreation Commission. There's Masonic Lodge at 8 o'clock. Lakin AA meetings at 8 o'clock. And then in Deerfield, learn and play time will be from 2:30 to 3:30 at the Family Learning Center. On the 17th, the Lake and Recreation Commission is sewing at 1 o'clock. There's tops at the Memorial Building. From 6 to 8 is weigh-in, and 8 o'clock is the meeting. On the 18th, there's immunizations at the Kearney County Health Nurse's Office from 9 to 11, and then again 1 to 3. There's a fire meeting at 6:30. Lake and Gun Club at 7, and AA meets again at 8 o'clock. And then for the Lake and Recreation Commission, they have Paio at 5:30 in the morning. On the 19th, for the Lake and Recreation Commission, there's a Garden City Wing game at 7 o'clock at the Laux Park. So be sure, remember, mark your calendars for that. Also remember that the Kearney County Museum is open Tuesday through Friday from 9 o'clock in the morning to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Stop by with family and friends that might be visiting. They'd be glad to see you there and show you around to view the county's artifacts. And again, just a quick note on the two activities that the library is sponsoring. At the Golden Agers Luncheon on May 15th, we have Jim Gray presenting Head 'Em Up, Move 'Em Out. Again, that is May 15th at noon. The lunch will begin at noon, and the program will be immediately following. Also, we are doing signups for our summer reading program, which is Build a Better World. We're doing K through adults, and if you are interested in either of these programs, you can contact the library at 355-6674 for more information, or come by the library. That's it for the activities for the upcoming week. We hope everybody out there enjoys the time with their family and friends. For Kearney County Library, this is Richard. We are located at 101 East Prairie Street, catty corner from the Lakin Elementary School. If you need to get in touch with the library, our phone number is 355-6674. For additional library information, you can visit our website at kearneycolib.info, kearneycolib.info. Or you can visit our Facebook page listed under Kearney County Library. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We look forward to seeing you at the library.